This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Tunisia and Australia. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Mark Roberts, and we've just had the pleasure to watch the opening game of the day between Tunisia and Australia. With us today is Jürgen Klinsmann, Duri Char and Pascal Zouba-Boula, and FIFA's Elliot Stanell. So going into this game between them, Australia and Tunisia had only won a combined 4 World Cup games, and it was Australia who built on that and got the 3 points. Before we get into a detail of the game, Jürgen, Duri, Zubi, if we can just start with an open question, really. At the technical study group press conference we held this morning, we looked at trends of the tournament so far, and we've identified an increase in the number of goals scored from crosses and a large percentage of teams looking to play over into a nine or centre forward beyond the opposition's midfield line or press. Both elements prominent in the opening Australia goal today. So guys, can we just get your thoughts on this developing trend?
Oh, it just almost got in an accident, but things are fine. We have a fantastic driver. No, I mean, from my point of view, it's interesting to see how the teams operate now, because we all discuss, or we love to discuss all the kind of little things that we see in a game, and we discuss often the build-up of teams now playing out of the back, and you know, you can you allow the goalkeeper to pass you the ball as a defender inside the box to build it up. But we see a lot of moments here in this tournament where the teams start to skip that process and they just simply want to play it long. If it's a goal kick that goes long, or if it's a opening pass that goes long right away, and in the development of the Australian goal, it was really nice to see the ball from the dominant defender Soutar straight into the center forward Duke. Then he dropped it back to midfield. The ball goes wide. In the meantime, Duke runs, you know, 40 yards into the box and ends up then heading the ball in the back of the net, which is really pretty cool to see. So more and more teams, as you said, you could utilize the number nine again in the development of the game, as in the build-up, and also obviously finishing. That's his job. So it was nice to see that. Overall, I think, you know, just from my point of part, was a scrappy game. Tunisia, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, but never really got a flow in the game, never really kind of created huge chances, kind of half chances, and you felt almost sorry for them, you know, because you thought, you know, they deserve a goal, they deserve the tie, but Australia was defending relentlessly. They threw themselves in everywhere. They also put a lot of effort into this match, and they're gonna now go get away with it with 3 points, and that's what really matters. And in a World Cup group stage game, it's only the points that really matter, and they got the points.
Yeah, as Jürgen mentioned, right, Australia defended very, very well. And if you have a goalkeeper like Ryan, he made so many right decisions today. He came out for the crosses, claimed the ball. He was there when they needed him, shot stopping also, play the ball long or play short out. He was exactly the goalkeeper for Australia in this game. And together with Suter or Rolls, with these three players already, like this you can win games, and especially games in a tournament and here in the World Cup. And they showed up how they can have a clean sheet.
No, thanks, Zubi. And Elliot, Jürgen touched on, I guess, how Australia throughout tried to really slow down those transitional moments for Tunisia. What type of information were we receiving on that today?
Yeah, so this game saw quite a lot of time spent in counter-pressing by both teams. We had 14.69% for Tunisia and 11.21% for Australia. Both teams had ball recovery time, which is in the upper scale of the tournament. Tunisia, 11.1 seconds. Australia, 14.38. And just mention on what Jürgen mentioned about Australia committing fouls, and I think that's the same for both teams. Australia committed 15 and Tunisia committed 16, which shows the competitive nature of the game we just saw.
Thank you. And Duvi, just reverting back to the earlier point around that this ongoing trend developing around playing over that initial press and that midfield unit, obviously someone who's played in their deeper role in that position yourself, just those types of considerations, I guess, especially from maybe a technical point of view, as you're looking to receive the ball, the players come on to press and you're looking to make that ball over the top into the number nine.
Tunisia played with the same energy like the first game, but Australia pressed him very high and very aggressive, made many fouls, don't let them come in the game, don't let them give a good actions. So that was a problem for Tunisia, and especially they play with Laudini and I don't know how they pronounce his name, Shkiri. I hope it's right. They play with two midfielders in the center, but Australia play with three, and they had always problem to control the midfield. And the first goal, the goal from Australia, you could see they tried high pressing with Laudini and Shkiri, and they running up high against the two defending midfielder from Australia, and the number 10 was free, and the ball comes straight over the two guys to the striker, and he returned the ball to the number 10 and he played in the wide, and then it was quick from Australia. So in the second half, the head coach bring another midfield players, they change the system, play with three midfielders in the center, and this gave them more confidence and safety, and always the problem was in the final third. I think many teams have this problem, the quality to bring the good passes, the last passes, the good crosses for finishing, and Tunisia spent a lot of energy in this game again, but Australia get the points.
Definitely. And Elliot, Duvi touched on as well that one moment that won the game for Australia, and we touched on right at the start, and the amount of increase in goals coming from wide areas as well. What does the information look like comparing back to previous competitions as well?
Okay, so we've seen an increase in 2022 from 2018 in the amount of crosses that have led to attempts on goal. We've had 56 so far this tournament and 35 from 2018. And we have seen 14 crosses that led to goal this tournament compared to 3 in 2018.
Thank you. And a question for yourself, Subi, as well, from a goalkeeper's point of view. Obviously, goalkeeper can be involved in that initial ball into that number nine over the press. But also, I guess, the amount of crosses and goals that are coming from wide areas now. What do you think that's down to, and some considerations from a goalkeeper's side?
Yeah, of course, you need a very good starting position, a very good high starting position in the zone already, not only defending your goal, but I saw so far many crosses around the box, like nice little crosses in, and these are very difficult to defend for a goalkeeper. But on this game now today, there was a deflected crosses today from Australia, and Duke with his header was a very nice goal to see, but in this situation Dam and the goalkeeper from Tunisia don't want to be negative with him, but he couldn't make any more a step with his left foot. If he could make a little step, then he would be powerful and maybe deflect this ball out of the net, but he stayed very open with his legs, and especially he didn't have any more power on his left leg for this. But it was a very good and nice header from Duke in this situation. But of course, it's interesting to see and to feel that crosses in this World Cup are crucial. And of course, if you have a goalkeeper who comes out for crosses, like today Ryan did it, then you are on the right way.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, everyone. Once again, as we leave one of the team's favourite stadiums, we head across to another iconic build, Stadium 974, aka the Container Stadium. So from myself, Jürgen, Duvi, Zubi and Elliot, enjoy your day and we'll see you again tonight.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.